So the number is 51, and and the very first song that you composed, well, back when this was just an absolute fantasy that you'd be doing this every week, was a song that was inspired by Councillor Norm Kelly. Do you remember the story,
Lynn? I remember, yeah. He was trying to improve the image of Scarborough, and you know, very legitimately so, part of the city that perhaps had been the butt of some jokes and so on, and maybe needed a bit of sprucing up of image. And he was on the show and talking about all of the benefits of Scarborough. And as you are doing now this week, you're going into the neighborhoods, you're really going around the city and taking it to the streets. I thought it would be really a good idea to bring back Scarborough. We did Little Italy a couple of weeks ago, and I'd like to do some more Toronto neighborhood songs. I think that they would be, it would be fun for me and good for the city too.
You got to practice your Greek accent for the Danforth.
Good point. I'm going to have to go have some souvlaki and shout Saganaki Opa.
And you know, David Newland with that ukulele can probably recreate a little bit of the, you know, the sound of
good
that.
Good idea.
You know, he can fake
that
it.
Is a great idea.
And he and I are neighbors. We could get together and eat Greek food and write a Greek song. That's an idea.
All right. Well,
it's your Scarborough. I haven't heard it before.
Well, that's true because you weren't with us 51 songs ago. So it'll be a first time for you. All right. Going back in time, revisiting Scarborough. I don't have $1 million. Can't afford to live downtown, so I'm heading for the suburbs, to the finest one around, in the footsteps of the ladies, to the place they wrote that song. I'm heading out for Scarborough. Honey, that's where I belong. They started out in Scarborough, and now look where they are. I'm heading out for Scarborough. I'm gonna go that far. I've been watching Marilyn Dennis. Yeah, she's done mighty fine, but all her bright beginnings, they were east of City Line. And how about David Furnish? Where'd he get his brains and brawn? He started out in Scarborough, and then he married Elton John. They started out in Scarborough, and now look where they are. I'm heading out to Scarborough. I'm gonna go that far. And if you're a stand-up comic, yeah, Toronto can be tough, but the hometown of Jim Carrey, it'll never call your bluff. And how about Mike Myers? How'd he spend his early hours? He had to start in Scarborough to become Austin Powers. He started out in Scarborough, and now he's a big star. I'm heading out to Scarborough. They started out in Scarborough, and now look where they are. I'm heading out for Scarborough. I'm gonna go that far. I'm gonna go that far. I'm gonna go that far. Thank you very much. Ode to Scarborough.
Doesn't that make you just want to jump on the subway, head eastbound,
get on
the SRT?
I can just see the sun shining, you know, sort of rising over the sunrise horizon in Scarborough. Actually, though, a Bruce Coburn song, just, you know, kind of trivia, songwriting trivia, over the Scarborough horizon is a Bruce Coburn lyric that's always been with me. I think it's in The Coldest Night of the Year, that lyric. So Scarborough has popped up before. And, of course, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, the Scarborough Fair.
Right, right. Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel, yeah.
Great to hear that song. I forgot about that fantastic David Furnish line. Oh, I forgot. And I remember when...